so far of Ken. Did you know him a little bit beforehand?
We met a few years ago at the tournament in Tahoe that they do every year. We were on a shuttle bus going over together and got to talk to him for a little bit. I'm from Arizona and spend, now that my kids are getting older, not as much time in Arizona in the off season, but from a similar area, so we were able to share some stories about that and, you know, just, I guess, similar people that I've worked with that he's worked with, and just getting a chance to talk to him tonight a little bit, just real excited for the opportunity.
Your sense that a guy like that who has taken a team to a Super Bowl will sort of have command of the room the first time he stands up in front of the entire team?
Yeah, without a doubt. I think, anybody that's in the position of being a head coach in the NFL, and especially somebody that's had success somewhere else, you're gonna get the respect and attention you deserve right away from the guys. And so, as we go, that's obviously something that it's either going to get stronger or, it's going to fall by the wayside. But from everything that I've heard, he's a guy that's going to command a lot of respect and does a great job.
When you were in Buffalo, you went through coaching changes and stuff on occasion.
Yeah.
How do you, as a player, how do you acclimate yourself to the new coaching staff, and how do you prepare for the changes that are inevitable?
It's a tough thing. I mean, I went through it in St. Louis as well. And so it's one of those things as a player, you want stability, you want to be in the same spot, you want this kind of the same core group of guys and coaches around you, and that's obviously not the case from last year to this year, but hopefully with Wiz and the stuff that he's going to be able to bring, he'll be able to build that nucleus and that core group of guys that are going to stay here for a while. But there's a lot of moving parts to it. Right now it's so early for us as players. I mean, we haven't even gone in and had any sort of formal meetings or anything. That won't happen for a little bit now. But all I can tell you is that there's excitement. And, for me, it's fun because it's something new and fresh. It's not the same old from the year before, the same offense, same learning. You get to dive into a different system and really, share some ideas and bounce some ideas off the walls. And it'll be fun.
Do you think you and your teammates want to accelerate to the point where you can start having the meetings, or do you still need to rest time?
I think everybody enjoys their time off. I know that guys are eager to get going in terms of learning the new system and all that, but being in the NFL for a while, I know that there's plenty of time for that. So we're also enjoying our off seasons right now, getting to spend a lot of quality time with their families and things. And I think everybody will show up excited and ready to go, but I'll also take advantage of the time they have right now.
Ryan, tough not to notice the empty seats, particularly at the end of the year. This kind of outreach by the team and to the fans, you think maybe some of the good steps to help fill that place back up?
Well, I think kind of what I alluded to earlier with the respect of the coach, I think the fans are going to be there early because there is some excitement, and then where it goes from there depends on how we are as a football team. If we're the way you get the fans in the seats is you win football games, and that's how it's always been, and that's how it's always going to be. You've got to be able to go out there and put a good product on the field. And so all this excitement and buzz that you can create in the off season will very easily go away or very easily grow, depending on how your year goes.
Have you gotten a chance to talk to Jake and get a sense of how he's coming along?
Yeah, I was just with Jake this weekend, and he's doing well in terms of his progress and all that. I mean, that's, I guess, kind of all I'll say about that. But he's, he's a guy that's excited for this opportunity. And, as you guys all know, somebody that's going to work as hard as a human being can possibly work to put him in a position to be healthy and ready to go.
What about you? How'd you feel at the end of the season? And comparatively, how do you feel now?
The last few years, I've, at the end of the season, for whatever reason, I felt great. I didn't have any lingering nicks or bumps or bruises or anything, so I felt good. And I've been beat up a little bit this off season for my kids, my two boys about to be 7 and 5, and they're getting tougher. But other than that, I've been okay.
You it's always a tough time of year when it comes to veterans and looking ahead. Are you completely confident in yourself in the future year? Are you any concerns at all?
No, I mean, I've learned not to even worry about any of that stuff. And it's one of those things that if you spend so much time worrying about it, I mean, it's either going to happen or it's not, you know. And so there's no reason to fret about it before anything happens. But, you know, it's obviously something that I think as you get older, you always – I think you have a better perspective and maybe better insight to, you know, how the deal works. But you know, I don't concern myself with that.
Ryan, earlier today, Tommy Smith said that they were planning on being, you know, really active in free agency and willing to spend the money. How reassuring is it to hear that they're willing to go after some guys? And what would you want to see the direction this team going as far as free agency?
Well, I mean, I think they've obviously got a lot of decisions to make, and it's a different year. So I don't know, you know, in terms of offensively and defensively, the philosophies are going to be a lot different from last year. So. You know, I think you always want to add playmakers on both sides of the ball, and that's kind of a token answer. But you always want to bring guys in that want to be here and that are going to fit into our locker room. And you know, I think we'll do a good job of doing that. I think we did a good job doing that last season.
Is it reassuring to hear that they're willing to kind of get out there and be aggressive again, even though they had a big aggressive free agency last season? They're still willing to get out there.
Yeah, I think as a player, you know, sitting in the locker room and hearing those things and actually seeing those things acted upon and bringing in more talent, you know, and bringing in more competition and all that, it's a positive for everybody in that locker room.
Plan on watching the combine?
Yeah, I usually watch the underwear Olympics a little bit. it's always exciting. To,
favorite event?
My favorite event. I kind of like the lead in to the quarterbacks who don't throw and the token answers that they give. I kind of like watching that and watching them squirm in their seats a little bit.
You talked about Ken Wisenhunt and your opinion on him and think he's going to do a good job. What about like the rest of the staff? Have you had a chance to meet anybody? What's your opinion? Is there any uneasiness of having to adjust to another staff?
I am. If there's one thing that I am good at, it's adjusting to new staffs, just from being on four different teams and being through a lot of coaches. And you know, they did me a favor and brought in some Buffalo guys, so that was good. There's one on offense and two on defense, guys just I've been familiar with, coach from the Bengals that I was with. So the more you stick around, I think the more familiar the faces start to look. But yeah, just in talking to a few of them on the phone, you know, the new, fresh, you know, what everybody's feeling kind of in the area, it's exciting for players as well.